This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to Augusta Free Press on Facebook. I am Chris Graham. Postgame, UVA 60, North Carolina 48. And has there ever been a less dramatic game that you've seen? And I mean, this was, I don't want to say it was boring. It wasn't boring, but Virginia got their 21-4 lead 10 minutes into the game. Carolina cut it to 9 a couple of times, maybe, you know, 3 or 4 times. Never got closer than 9 after that. And Virginia, though, never kind of pulled away. It stayed between 9 a couple of times, and then mainly low double digits. Virginia made it 15 one point in the second half, and Carolina quickly got back. I think late in the game, Virginia got a 16-point lead. It was there. It was just sort of, you know, two teams slugging it out after that first 10 minutes of the game. Virginia took control with an early hot stretch from the field and also coinciding with great defense at the same time. The 21-4 lead, Virginia shot 8 of 12 from the field to start the game. Carolina worked their way back in it with defense, holding Virginia to 1 of 12 shooting in the last 10 minutes of the first half, but not able to get a lot going offensively. With that great stretch of defense, only able to get it down to 9 at halftime, Virginia scored in this opening possession in the second half. So Carolina was never able to get closer than 9. They had a couple of possessions where they were down 9 and had a chance, but never got really good shots off in those situations either. So just one of those kind of things. It was just one of those games for Carolina. The fourth straight time Virginia's held North Carolina under 50 in John Paul Jones Arena, which is just an amazing stat. The first of those four, that North Carolina team went on to win a national championship. So we're not talking about, I mean, this year's Carolina team may be struggling. Last year's team certainly did, 14-19 record. But largely, this is just these are good Virginia teams playing great defense against good Carolina teams, and we're going to have to continue almost every game. We have to rethink what we say about this Virginia team. The narrative last week was this Virginia team is much better offensively than it is defensively, and now you see what they did today. Not just the final score, the final tally, 48 points for North Carolina. You know, I haven't looked at how many possessions North Carolina had in the games to get a sense of the points per 48 points on 59 possessions, 0.814 points per possession for this North Carolina team. So, that's going to move Virginia up the leaderboard in the Ken Pom as soon as those numbers are factored in. This not a great Carolina offensive team, certainly not a vintage Carolina team, but still, you know, it's a good Carolina team. So, but no, you know, nobody in double digits for North Carolina. Walker Kessler, little used reserve freshman, 5-star freshman center, 6, just odd man out because of the depth that North Carolina has in the post. He's averaging 6.2 minutes per game coming in, ends up getting 12 minutes, scored 9 points, 3 of 5 from the field, 5 rebounds. He had a couple of nice plays. You know, a alley-oop dunk, another he finished, a nice little jumper over Jay Huff. I mean, he did pretty well, I thought. But when your leading scorer is a bench guy that plays 6 minutes a game for you, that tells you how much you struggled in this game. North Carolina, 20 of 58 from the field. It's 34.5%, 2 of 16 from three. You knew coming in that they weren't a good three-point shooting team. The two threes were both by the one guy you'd expect to make them. Kerwin Walton is really the only guy that you would have any concern for in the spot-up game. One was off a long rebound, second chance basket even. So there was one where Sam Hauser picked him up and then switched to try to get back to his defender, and just a miscommunication left Walton open. But, you know, look at Armando Bacot, 3 of 7 from the field, 7 points, 10 rebounds, but 7 points for Bacot. Garrison Brooks, the ACC preseason player of the year, another off night. Just 5 points, just 6 rebounds in 24 minutes. His minutes largely went to Kessler. You know, when you start looking at the numbers here, De'Ron Sharp, another 5-star recruit for this team in the post, 6 points, 7 rebounds, 3 of 8 from the field, 19 minutes. Just not a lot there for this North Carolina team. You know, you look at going in, we pointed out in our pregame analysis that, you know, this Carolina team, I think the number was 33.2% of their offensive possessions were inside possessions. They were even higher than that today. 28 of their 58 shots were layups or dunks. And that's right at 50. It's just under 50%. Then with quick math, say 49%, right? And they were only 13 of 28 on those shots. So they were trying to do what Carolina does, you know, pound it inside. They just weren't able to be effective. Virginia, very effective with the post-to-post doubles. And the back end help on those post-to-post doubles was very effective. The guards doing their job. You know what this says about this Virginia team, and I think you're starting to see, if you're watching this live especially, you're getting a preview of where my stories tonight are going to go. This was easily the best defensive effort for a Virginia team this season against a quality opponent, and now second straight time holding an opponent under 50 points. Two ACC opponents, Georgia Tech and North Carolina, both competing for NCAA tournament bids, and Virginia holds them both under 50. All of a sudden, we got to change our narrative here a little bit. This team can play some defense. Offensively, and that's the other side of things. Struggling tonight offensively. 10 of 22 from three, and that saved the bacon tonight for Virginia. 30 of the 60 points coming on three-pointers. Uncharacteristically not shooting well from the line. Getting to the line, too, uncharacteristically. 12 of 19, though, and it's not like the wrong guys were shooting. Aside from Francisco Cafaro, it's the guys that you would normally want to see shooting. JF missed a couple free throws. Hauser missed a free throw. T.A. Clark missed a pair down late in the game. Only 9 of 26 on twos and only 12 shots at the rim, 6 of 12 at the rim. It seemed like in the second half, Virginia was attacking the lane more, and that's what led to the free throw attempt. So some of that 6 of 12, only 6 of 12 at the rim is – because there were fouls that were created by drives that got them to the line. But the offense, after the 8 of 12 start to the game, just 11 of 36 to finish up, and the last three were makes. So there was a long stretch there where Virginia was missing shots, and Carolina's defense ranked third in the ACC in defensive efficiency coming in. So it's a good defensive North Carolina team, but this Virginia team certainly today. I'm complaining. I look at the KenPom, the stat broadcast numbers, 55 possessions, 60 points is just under 1.10 points per possession against this Carolina defense. That'll actually look better when you adjust for strength there. Nice win for this Virginia team. We'll have lots of analysis. You've got the preview of what I'll be writing tonight. I will be writing a lot about the defense tonight. Big nights for Jay Huff, 18 points, 12 rebounds. Sam Hauser had 17 points. Trey Murphy III added 12. Only had 5 attempts from the field to get those 12 points. That's pretty good. Virginia improves to 15-3, 11-1 in the ACC. My gosh, that's 19 wins and 20 games in the ACC. Carolina falls to 12-7, 7-5. If you watched the broadcast, which you had to, because from what I'm told, only unofficially about 400 people were in JPJ for the game, not including the teams. Watching the game, the ESPN folks did their best to make Carolina look like a decent NCAA tournament team. The word was from Joe Lunardi, the expert, supposedly, that they were among the last four byes, that designation for an NCAA tournament team. It was interesting that the one metric that the NCAA uses as a key, the NET ranking, is the one that they didn't show on the little placard that they had up there. And that one has Carolina 55th. And this was a chance for Carolina to do something. They were 1-5 coming in quadrant one games, now 1-6. And that one win is over a Pitt team that is ranked 75th. And they won at Pitt. So if you win a game at a team as low as 75, that's a quadrant one win. Now Carolina has to continue to hope that Pitt stays in the top 75 to maintain that one quadrant one win, right? So, no, this was a chance for Carolina, and got down 21-4 and never got back in the game. So, I don't know about the NCAA tournament chances for a team that just could never play its way into this game. I mean, it's a good Virginia team, obviously, 11-1 in the ACC, but no, Carolina did not do itself any help tonight. So, we'll break it down. Scott German is working, I'm sure, feverishly right now. Probably as I'm speaking, he's on the Zooms with Coach Bennett and the two players that were selected to represent the player side of things. He'll have a post game, maybe two. I know I'll have several to write tonight. We're going to get started. Thank you for joining us here on the show. And we'll talk to you again soon.